That's what we have to do. And that's the difference between Operation American Spring and so many other rallies. Now, I don't mean that to be critical of those other rallies. They're great. Again, I was at them. When we were there in D.C. in October, and we tore down the barricades around the World War II Memorial, and we threw them away, the police stood there and watched. They didn't really get involved. As a matter of fact, a couple of them actually stepped up to help. They were disgusted by it as well. And when the only time it got really hairy is we picked up all those same barricades and we took them to 1600 and piled them up in front of the White House. Now, when you looked at those from a military aspect, I looked at that and all I would have to do is climb one of those things and I'm up and over the gate. I'm over the fence and into the White House pretty quickly. So needless to say, the police got responsive and outlined that and tried to back us away from what essentially was siege material we could use to scale the walls with.
Right.
And, you know, I've been in combat, and I recognize adrenaline, and I recognize anger, and I recognize fear, and that fight or flight look in somebody's eyes. And these were all veterans, and they were all standing out there, and they were pissed off. And it was at a hair at some points, where you could see that these men were being pushed to their limit. I'm talking Korean War and Vietnam era vets, old men that were standing on the precipice, you know, the cliffs right there. And they probably haven't been this angry ever, is the look that I see in their eyes. And I think that's a good picture of where our military and our former vets and our law enforcement sits, the anger that we see, and our oath, the oath that we swore. And when we swore it, our lives were on the line.